sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, January 28, 25 edition. Joining us on the line right now, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chuck or Randy.
How much snow do you guys have over there?
We have 127 inches of snow so far on the season.
So the snow we didn't get last year, we're getting it this year.
I think the snow we didn't get the last couple of winters, we're getting this season. And I'm not complaining about it whatsoever.
Whatsoever. You don't mind the little bit of shoveling you got to do, huh?
No, absolutely. You know, we've got a lot of friends that are in the snow moving business, the snow recreation business. My family is in the snow recreation business, so we're here for it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Greatly appreciate what God's doing for us this year. One thing I think is pretty interesting, too, and I'm hearing it from a lot of other businesses, so many people, for some reason, decided not to winter down in Florida and other places. A lot of people staying home, maybe thinking that it was going to be a mild winter again like what we had last year. And man, they're paying the price for it. They said they're not complaining, though, because they didn't realize how beautiful it was. And actually, once you get accustomed to it, your blood thins out a little bit, and you actually start remembering on how to drive during snow and ice. It's actually pretty enjoyable. It's actually gorgeous outside.
Yeah, it's something that we've sort of taken for granted over the last few years. But it is funny, you know, last week it was terribly cold in the minus temperatures. This week, you know, we're in the 20s, 15s, and 20s, and it almost feels balmy compared to, you know, people are out wearing sweatshirts at 20 degrees. Yeah. So, I mean, it is about perspective for sure. But, I mean, we're the frozen north, man. So I'm hearing a lot of my customers are saying, we're so glad that we don't have to travel up into the UP. Not that they dislike going to the UP, but these are folks from the Detroit area that right. can save themselves a couple of hours. But over the last 5 to 10 years, the best snowmobiling has been up in the UP. And right now, I'm hearing us here in Gaylord and Otsego County, we have some of the best snowmobiling and skiing conditions in the state. So
absolutely.
We can't be more proud of that.
Now, are the trails being groomed better than they were a few years ago? I remember they were having some issues with the groomers. Has that been resolved?
I can tell you that, you know, having our restaurant right across from the main trail right here in Otsego County, I think trail number 7, they've got that groomer running up and down that trail all day long. They've been doing a fantastic job of keeping our trails nice and clean and smooth here in Otsego. I can't say for anywhere else, but I'm hearing really good things from the tons of snowmobilers we're getting at the new restaurant.
Excellent, excellent. One thing I think is important is to get this economy back Starting off this year with, of course, a good winter as we have it going, and predictions is for February and March, the snow is going to continue. Record-breaking potential season is what they're calling for. In Gaylord specifically, I'm not sure, but what is the record, if you know off the top of your head, for snowfall there in the snowbelt area of Gaylord?
You know, that's a really good question. I want to say, you know, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 146 inches, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Right now, our average to date usually is in the 80s to 90s. So we're about 3 feet ahead nearly of where we are on average. So, I mean, even if it didn't snow any more this year, we would still be, you know, head and shoulders almost literally above where we were last year.
Sure, 150% almost.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. We're going to take a short break, continue talking with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on to the break, Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. One thing that I'm following very closely, the House state representatives passed their correction, their fix of this tipped wage credit, this paid earned sick time bills issues as a result of the Supreme Court ruling. But I haven't heard anything out of the Senate. Have you talked to Senator Hatanga or anybody? Do you know anything about what's happening on the Senate side?
I haven't heard anything other than obviously the proposal from the Senate side. But I have not heard anything since the House passed their version the other day. You know, I do know that they are putting some pressure on these other senators and the Senate in general. My concern is that pressure also really has to be applied to Governor Whitmer, who is basically perpetually on vacation now. We can't even get her to appoint a new House rep or whatever it is for the 35th district, I think it is. They still have no representation. So I don't know that this is a person that is really, A, engaged, and B, you know, really interested in actually doing anything for people of Michigan right now. She just seems completely checked out. So the Senate is obviously the next hurdle, but I feel like the governor's signature is going to be the biggest one. And I have a feeling that they may just try and placate us long enough till this new law does go into effect February 21st. That's what I'm thinking. I think they're trying to play both sides of this issue. The Democrats, at least, they say that, oh, we want to help out working people and small businesses, but at the same time, we don't see much action in the Senate like we have in the House. So I mean, honestly, Randy, I don't have real high hopes, but at the end of the day, we've got to have something come through because this is just going to devastate small businesses and restaurants in general.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for months. And the other component to this, I don't even really like the House version that much. I definitely don't like the Senate version at all. But at least it's something to somewhat keep it restored, at least to the point where we don't lose the tip portion. Explain the dynamics of what you understand the House bill to be. And if it doesn't happen, what is, you know, obviously going to be the results?
Yeah, the two biggest parts of the House version is they're keeping the tip credit. They're going to raise the minimum wage, which was really what this was all about, was the Fight for 15, Mothering Jones, these two big organizations coming into Michigan for this petition drive to try and raise the minimum wage, get rid of the tip credit, and paid sick time off leave. All of these things are now going into effect. The House version seeks to keep that 38%. I think it eventually raises it to 60% of the minimum wage at the same time while raising the minimum wage. The other portion of that is I believe they put a 24-25 employee cap on the paid sick time leave, which,
right,
which I'm in favor of that. I think 25, it needs to be a little bit higher. You know, my business now with two restaurants, we have more than 25 employees. So does that mean that now I'm going to break my enterprise into two LLCs? That way, I mean, these are the things that you're going to start to see happening if
right,
these new laws go into effect, is that small business owners are going to find ways, just like the tax code, right? This is why
yep,
we employ accountants to find our way through the tax code. This is going to be sort of the same thing if, you know, the original version goes into effect the 21st. Us small business owners are just going to have to find a way to take all of this into account, make sure their employees are still making the wages that they were making before the tip credit was removed and after, menu prices, the confusion with the consumer. I mean, this is just so many things that we have to take into account, and that's just us restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, these people that have one or more employees for a small business now have to start accruing paid sick time leave. So these are people that are going to have to employ more, how do I want to say it, other people to help track some of these things. There isn't a lot of software out there that can help track paid sick time leave, and or can these companies even afford such software or other employees to help meander through this stuff?
Yeah.
So it's just introducing so much confusion.
Well, I honestly think that the Bureau of Labor in Lansing will come up with some type of easy software app or something that could be used to monitor people's records of time, you know, served time working in order to facilitate the tracking of this. But the other component to this that is very interesting is the fact that they are relying on the Supreme Court's decision, which is exactly that. It's a recommendation. It's a decision by unelected legislators. They're not legislators. They're justices. And their decision, their opinion, was not law. It was actually an interpretation of the previous laws and what the Republicans did over that ballot initiative years ago. So as a result, they're coming in and they're going to rewrite the opinion, comes out as a rewrite of the laws. That's, I think that should be challenged all the way to the United States Supreme Court. They can't do what they did.
Yeah, you know, it's something we haven't talked a lot about because there's so many dynamics to this thing. But legislating from the bench is exactly what the Michigan Supreme Court did. In my opinion, now again, I'm not a learned attorney. I've just been involved with some of these things in the last 5 years. But my interpretation of it is they should have sent it back down with their interpretation, not their timelines, but what they basically said. And then send it back to both chambers for that new timeline to be worked out, because that's essentially what's happening now, right? We're coming up against this ridiculous deadline that they legislated from the bench. That's my biggest issue, is they took something and, like you said, basically rewrote it under a few of the basic tenets that were passed back in 2018, then adopted and amended. That's how we got here. So that has not been talked about a whole lot, how this Supreme Court, which in my opinion is captured since 2020, they have not been ruling for the people. They've been ruling along party lines. I've been watching all of these decisions coming out, and now you have a situation where Justice Holden, Tyra Holden, she's taking money from Secretary of State Benson right before she rules on a case for Jocelyn Benson. This is what I mean when the Supreme Court is captured. And by the way, Kyra Harris Bolden was an appointee before she was elected this last go-around.
Exactly.
So you can see how this kind of stuff happens. When in 2020 we had a court that was conservative that struck down the executive powers that Governor Whitmer had, that election following, we lost that court. And we have lost all cases for the people, in my opinion, since then.
Absolutely. Well, in your situation, I think you're almost forced to create a new LLC for the new location, have the two locations be separate entities, and be able to track your businesses in what you do there. But most importantly, you get below that 25 employee threshold, which is basically your umbrella company as it is structured right now. But you're, like you say, you're going to come up with ways to do it. Other businesses will do it. Even your idea about not having employees but convert them into independent contractors. Businesses are going to be forced to do this kind of stuff, Ian.
Right. So now think about the next step in that, right? So then comes the Department of Labor, like you're saying, and Leo or whoever here in Michigan, they're going to step in and they're going to say, no, you can't do that. And then they're going to start suing small businesses and take us to administrative court. So now they're going to bog down the court because of all this stuff. And then, you know, our unemployment system is already in shambles and has been for years.
Yeah.
Now I cannot release an employee for no call, no showing for the better part of 3 days in an industry that is rife with absenteeism as it is. And that's a conversation for another day. But this is what I'm saying. This is just insane. Now I cannot release an employee that no call, no shows for 3 days. I have to pay them and I have to replace them at work. This equation is not going to work, especially when I have to go adjudicate these things in administrative court, which almost everybody knows administrative court is really the swamp. They're appointees. They're buried in the executive branch. They're beholden to appoint them, not to the Constitution, like in a court of equity.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's going to be interesting, and I got to tell you, the clock is ticking, because now we're basically about 3 weeks away from this being implemented, And I've talked to other businesses. I've been out there talking to new sponsors that are thinking about coming on board. And they said, Randy, I actually have to wait until February 21st to see if this is going to go into effect. And restructuring their companies, restructuring their payroll. They're doing all kinds of scrambling right now, anticipating that this is going to come into fruition on February 21st. And, I mean, it's just insanity that that Lansing's not responding. But you know what?
They don't care. Randy, they don't care.
And I think Whitmer's not even going to sign it anyway. I think she's going to let the Supreme Court ruling stand.
In the matter of 60 days, January 1st, the new cage-free law took effect, right? Raising egg prices 25-30%. My vendors are now telling me to order eggs ahead because they can't predict the price jumps. We just had one Sunday. Mm. They're telling me almost to order eggs a week in advance right now. Then come February, we've got this debacle of a new law going into effect that's going to do even more damage. They absolutely hate small businesses, and they absolutely hate restaurants down in Lansing. You will not convince me otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. Unbelievable. Well, the thing of it is, we've got county conventions this Thursday, sending delegates to go to Detroit for new party leadership, all about raising money and winning the governorship in 2026. Mm. And I think all of this is starting to absolutely going to come to a head. And this is going to be a conversation I plan to have with my county convention here in Antrim County to make them aware of what's happening and how important this upcoming election is going to be.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you mentioned it in there briefly about, you know, the governorship. I think we really need to start looking at somebody that comes from the private sector. I think we've got to have somebody that is not inside Lansing, that's not beholden to people that are donating large sums of money or that have been in this legislature for a number of years that have done virtually nothing for the people of Michigan. I think that's where we need to look, somebody that's outside of that Lansing bubble, somebody that has real-world experience in dealing with the regulatory schemes, the tax schemes, all of these things. And, of course, education in this state is just in the dumpster. We've got to be doing something about all of these things. And I don't really see anybody on the playing field yet that, you know, is worthy of my vote yet.
Yeah. Well, I've been hearing rumblings. I've been watching social media posts. Tudor Dixon, Tom Leonard, the former Speaker of the House, Kevin Rinke, still, you know, out there dangling in the wind. Eric Nesbitt, as far as I'm concerned, I've looked at his background. I've looked at who's donated to this guy, and I'm sorry, but I've got some major issues with him. And again, he's a senator. Nine of the governors have been state senators, including the current one, Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Right, exactly. And they're not executive material. That's really what it comes down to, is we need somebody decisive that can set a vision, that can execute that vision, and isn't worried about having to placate all of these other entities that might have donated, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
These
Absolutely.
People need to focus on what the voters want in Michigan. And right now, a lot of this stuff that Whitmer is talking about still stop. It doesn't impact our daily lives about equity and equality and misgendering this and that. Just stop it. We got to move on from all this stuff.
Amen. Well, Donald Trump's leading it in Washington. Hopefully we can find somebody to do it here in Lansing.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, sir. Greatly appreciate the conversation, and enjoy the snow, and keep feeding the people over there in Gaylord.
You got it, brother. Thank you as always.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.